From defending the space above us, we now descend to what's happening in the bowels of the Earth. For the past several days, Mount St. Helens in Washington State has shivered with earthquakes and released great plumes of steam. Locals and tourists are flocking to the mountains for the show. Reporter Tom Bonsay joins us from the Mount St. Helens Visitor Center at Coldwater Ridge. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. So what's the scene there today? Is the mountain doing anything interesting?
Well, it's another exciting day at Mount St. Helens. We had about 2 hours ago another burst of steam and ash from the crater. It filled the crater on this almost windless day with puffy white clouds that then spilled over the rim of the crater about 1.5 feet higher and is drifting off and dissipating now to the east.
And can you hear anything, or is it a quiet show? Does it smell like anything? Is this a white steam of gas? What is it like?
It's quiet, so it's a visual display, but an awe-inspiring one. We've been moved back about 9 miles from the crater since Saturday, when scientists started warning that a more serious eruption could be in store. This morning's event was not the quote big one. You can't hear anything when it goes off, and you can't feel anything, actually. Even though there are earthquakes rumbling under the mountain several times a minute, they're really centered right under the crater and are imperceptible to humans, at least, at the distance we are.
And I gather a lot of people have come to watch.
Yes, very much. And let me introduce you to Jason Dahmey, who is here from Morgantown, West Virginia. Jason tells me he saw the first cataclysmic eruption in 1980 and is back for another look.
Jason, can I talk to him for a second?
Hey, good morning.
Oh, good morning. So you're drawn to these events, are you?
Well, it's a happy coincidence. My wife and I are out bringing our newborn son to see my parents in Washington State, and we just happen to have timed it pretty well.
Ah, so you weren't, I mean, this isn't, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind where you're drawn to the mountaintop and you've been making pictures of it at home, is it?
Can you say that one more time?
I'm sorry. I was just making a little joke. So how does this experience compare with the last one?
I've never gotten as close to the mountain as I have this visit, and it's spectacular to see the previous devastation and just some of the scenic views from this viewpoint.
Are you apprehensive at all? Are you worried at all? Is your
no,
safety?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, how old's your child?
He's 6 months old.
So he's not going to remember this. You're going to have to just tell him.
No, we have tons of pictures, but he's too young to appreciate this.
All right. Well, can I ask you to pass the phone back to Tom Bonsay, please?
I sure will. Have a good
Thanks.
Morning.
Okay.
Back with you.
All right, thanks, Tom. So, how about you? What have you? Are you a veteran of these kinds of events, or is this something new for you as well?
Well, it's just so unpredictable. I was also living in Washington at the time of the huge 1980 eruption, but was still in high school. For many journalists here in the Pacific Northwest, that was the highlight of their career. Hard to say if we're going to get that kind of highlight now, but it's very exciting just watching and waiting here with the hundreds of people who are also not afraid of the rumbling giant here, but eager to have front row seats to see geology happening in action.
So are they briefing? I mean, is it the Park Service that's coming out and talking to you, or the U.S. Geological Service? Is there anybody telling the visitors what's happening?
The U.S. Geological Service are the experts, and they're feeding hourly or minute-by-minute updates to the Forest Service, which is in charge where I am, or to the county emergency centers and the state emergency management, who are all at the highest state of alert in case something more serious happens here.
I see. And what about, I mean, which side of the mountain are you, and which way do you go if you decide you have to clear out?
Well, if I have to clear out, I'm going to race to the west. The prevailing winds right now are out of the southwest, so the ash plume or steam would be going to the northeast. Probably, at least judging from this morning's event, I'm probably 10 miles away from the cloud coming from the volcano.
I see. So just quickly, I mean, are you hoping to see something spectacular, or you just assume it wasn't a major cataclysm?
Oh, you know, everyone who's here, including me, is hoping to have a good show.
Okay. Well, Tom Bonsay, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Reporter Tom Bonsay is at the Coldwater Ridge Visitor Center at Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument in Washington State. He's there with a bunch of people who think that watching the side of a mountain that's waiting to erupt is the coolest thing you can do, and who knows, but maybe he's right. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.